Welcome to the Institute for Jewish Spiritualities podcasts. Today, we're pleased to share a teaching Rabbi Sheila Weinberg gave on retreat in November of 2011. Thanks so much for joining us.
So I want to tell you a story, and I'm hoping it's going to lead into some practice instructions, continuing from the practice instructions that Jeff gave yesterday and that Sylvia gave last night, in the sense of attending to the arising and passing of all phenomena, and that we've been alluding to in general and practicing. But always, not that there's sort of a linear progression, but that, and we don't necessarily, we never forget about the body returning and coming back to the place of stability in this moment in the body, the breath. But there's a lot going on in our experience. So this is a story about my granddaughter, Hadassah. Some of you remember her. I've shared about her in the past. She's now 5. And her brother is just turned 2, Yehuda. So I agreed to pick her up because they had early dismissal at school. And it was before his birthday, so we needed to get a gift for him. And my husband and I picked her up at school at noon, give her, you know, mother a break. And because, you know, there's always early dismissal or this or that or the next thing. And we're going to, you know, have a little bit of a date, you know, so we already want to go for lunch, and we decided we'd go to IKEA, which is a lot of fun. And we went to IKEA, we had a lot of fun, we got everything we wanted for lunch, and, you know, there's so much stuff there, and the play place that was closed, but okay, then we went, and then we had our job, we were going to see if we could get a gift for Yehuda. And we were going to get something for ourselves to give him, and also something for her to give him, because after all, it was also the birthday of being a big sister, and it was just a great opportunity to be giving something to him. So we went to Target, and you know, kind of overwhelmed. First of all, IKEA, till you get out of IKEA, I don't know if you've ever been there, but they make you like go through like miles and miles of stuff before you can get up. It's like, and then, you know, the mind is like going, I could use that, I could use that, I could use that. You know, that's the intention. So, okay, we're moving forward, and and we managed to get out. At the end, they have ice cream. At the very end, at the other side of the checkout at IKEA. So I said, ice cream, yes, definitely ice cream. You can have ice cream. That was after we had chocolate milk and French fries and macaroni and cheese. Okay, it's all good. And then Target. And we found, we wanted to get him, Maynard had in his mind, he was going to get him a hoop, a 2-year-old, a hoop for basketball, and then she would buy the basketball. So this worked out great. We found the hoop. She got the basketball. Everything was great. And then I said, you know, as long as you're here, I know you probably need something. Your mom said something about a black turtleneck. I see they have black turtlenecks. Oh, yeah, mom would like me to get a black turtleneck, so... And I said, is there anything else you could use? She said, I need pajamas, warm pajamas. I said, okay. So we found warm pajamas for her. Everything seemed really good. And we're ready to leave. And she says, can you get me a toy? You know, because, you know, you're seeing. You're walking around there. And it's like overwhelming, you know. This is already getting close to Christmas. There are millions of toys, millions of aisles, millions of stuff. Can you get me some toys? First of all, can you get me some toys? And then it's, get me one toy, you know. And I said, you know, this is not really why we came. I start to argue. You know, I start to give, like, rational discussion arguments about, well, you know, this is not really why we came. You know, if it's, and then she says, and then I don't really have the money. She says, I'm just gonna ask for more. I'm just asking for one toy. I said, but you have so many nice toys at home. She says, yeah, but they're old. And I'm sick of playing with them. And they're for babies. They're more babyish. So you know, I realize this argumentation is not going to get us anything. And then she says to me, just get me one toy and I won't complain anymore. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is the mind. Just get me one thing. I just want one thing. I need it. I want it. It will make it all better. I will be pleasant. I won't bother you anymore. Just get it for me now. So I just took a breath and I said, Hadassah, it was just, you know, I went down onto her level and I said, let's just take a breath now. Let's take a couple deep breaths. And, you know, I know what it's like to be here. I know what it's like to be in this store. I know what it's like to be surrounded by all these pretty things. And it just, you know, the body feels like it wants it. It feels like in your body, like it's just like vibrating. And it's there's so much feeling in the body, like I want it, I want it. I feel that way a lot. Everybody feels that way. You know, just see if you can just feel the feeling of wanting it, wanting it, wanting it. Just let's just feel that. Just notice that and just feel it. Just breathe into it. And I said, you know as well as I do that once you get those stuff, then you want the next thing. You know, you get it home. Before you know it, it's in the side, it's in the drawer, it's on the other corner. And then it's the next thing. So can we just feel what that feeling is like? I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what I was channeling at any rate. I knew that my argumentation was not going to happen. And I didn't want to, like, be mean. You know, so, because that was another impulse. Spoiled, rotten little brat, you know. And I didn't want to indulge her either. Because, you know, somehow that... You know, and she breathed, she was quiet. We went through the line, we got out, and then she said to me, at the end, she said, on the way to the car, she said, yeah, if we were here for my birthday, you'd get me a toy. I said, absolutely, absolutely, we certainly would. It was kind of amazing. And there was a quality of, you know, the desire arises, something pleasant or unpleasant. You know, we're having our experience. All of a sudden, it's unpleasant and, you know, I just want to get rid of it so badly. And I start blaming and all kinds of, you know, there's nowhere to go. I get so trapped. If only it could be this way, you know. And before I know it, it's a whole big mush. And then I'm arguing with myself. Oh, blah, 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 you know, you shouldn't really be that way. It's like, you know, there's not enough money here. So it's like meaningless. And then the gibberish adds up onto the, you know, sense of it's, and it becomes more and more and more and more unpleasant. Or, if only it can be like this. If only it can be like this. It's pleasant, a little moment of pleasant. I'll contract around it. I'll make it, I'll bring it home, and then I will have it forever. You know, the desire for permanence, the desire for control. So the way we work with that really is through the experience of the body, through noticing. You know, and it's not bad or good. And it's a little bit like, you know, Deborah's question last night. It's like, well, do you follow the thought or not? I mean, there might have been a time when it would be completely appropriate to buy the gift. You know, and she even realized that herself. The question is, in the moment of noticing the arising of pleasant, the arising of desire, or the arising of unpleasant, and the feeling of, like, contraction, in those moments, can I bring a softening, a blessing, a relaxation, a hallelujah, the way Jordan pointed out this morning. Anything that's a breath. And the way that this practice really works for us is if I can actually just soften into my body, feel it in my body, and move away from the storyline, away from whatever verbiage is going on there about how this needs to be or not needs to be. Go back in a soft way. This is the, just softly into the body. Oh, pleasant, unpleasant. And then it settles out and make a choice. Then I make a choice. You know, is this something I want to stay with? Is something not want to stay with? You know. So it's the continuation of the practice. It's finding the home in the breath and in the body. And it's, again, when the mind gets trapped or caught in gotta have it, not going my way, fear, it's not going to end. It's going to be this way forever. Or I have to have it this way forever. Whatever the deluded mind, the way it is, the nefesh functions, whenever there is that larger capacity to see it, through the breath, bringing awareness back into this softly, into the body, just feeling it. Oh, okay. Okay. Not that pleasant right here, right now, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I do really think that's the best, just shh, kind of like the Shema. Shh. That's another silence. Shh. Just feel. Feel it. Where am I feeling it in this moment in my body? The urgency. Where am I feeling it this moment in my body? So we find our seat of stability, of rootedness, connection. We bring our awareness into the felt sense, sensation, sound, experience of breath. And we make an intention to be present. To be kind. Dang, 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 dang.